on Yes FM, and we are going live to our Llama Studios, where we are joined by Casey. How you doing, Casey?
Good morning.
All right, and who do you have with you, Casey?
I have Bill Mears and Jody Burden working in collaboration with the Remnant Worship Team, and they're extending their times at Brote Park, which I'm excited about. So Jody, you're going to tell us about that.
Yeah, good morning. So the Remnant Worship Center is basically, right now we're doing it in Brote Park here in Llama every Tuesday night. We're going to extend that. And basically our purpose is to be what the Bible talks about in Judges, about how Judah goes first, and we're praise and worship and we bring breakthrough. And one of the reasons we feel so empowered by doing that, and we love that we're teaming up with Bill, is because we feel like it's breaking ground and opening the doors for people like Bill and his foundation to come in and do what they do, which is the Hope Movement, which I'll let him talk about a little bit more. But we've got worship nights on Tuesday nights in Brote Park at the Pavilion.
And tell us a little bit about the Hope Movement.
Oh, yeah. This is Bill Mears. Good morning, everyone. The Hope Movement is hosted by the Jonathan Manasseh Mears Foundation. That's a foundation I started in the name of my youngest son. And what the Hope Movement does is it addresses drug addiction, brings hope for those that are struggling, brings support in that aspect. And funding-wise, what we do is we raise money for children, specifically to educate them through their 12th grade education, to assist them with school fees, books, school supplies, sports, anything that connects that child to their education. And that would be children that have lost a parent to drug abuse or have a parent astray from drug abuse.
And do you have any stories you can share about someone that was helped through the Hope Movement?
Yes, absolutely. Heartbeat of Llama, we did a small diaper drive at our first event, and we was able to deliver about 2 cases of diapers to Heartbeat of Llama, and they're going to see that those get, you know, equally distributed. We also have just assisted 13 children with these supplies and book fees and everything that they need to get started in school just this week. And so it's really exciting. We're in the beginning stages. We are a fully functioning 501c3. Any donations are tax deductible. However, we're in our foundational stages here. We've just got this thing off its feet, and I'm really excited. I've worked with a couple of superintendents in the school systems, and just, you know, feeling things out and seeing, you know, obviously quickly seeing that the demand is huge. You know, the demand is huge. So we're starting one child at a time. And I'm really excited.
What are some of your ultimate goals or dreams with your mission?
Okay, the ultimate goal and dream is to see some children who have suffered the consequences of their parents' decision, to see them be able to attend some sporting events and see them playing sports and see them wearing the same tennis shoes as the other children and having the proper gear, you know, to see them graduate high school. That is an ultimate goal. The ultimate goal was one child at a time, to see them walk away with their high school diploma and a smile on their face, and behind the scenes to be able to financially see to it that happens.
What's maybe your biggest stumbling block to get to that point, and ways that people can help you out?
Oh, I tell you, the biggest stumbling block so far has just been finances. We have some finances, and we have some great supporters that have stepped up. But, you know, we're starting where we're at. So we're in the seed stages. And in that, the biggest stumbling block is just my eyes really being open to how huge the demand is. You know, within the next decade in our country, every middle school, every junior high school in this country is going to have a group of children that all have the same thing in common. They will all have all buried a parent or both parents to drug abuse. Mm. That doesn't discriminate. That's in all levels of income, in all cities, on all sides of town. And so seeing how huge the demand is, just realizing that we got a lot of work to do. You know, praise God, we got a lot of work to do because the demand is huge. The demand is huge. This foundation hits home real personal for me because I was previously addicted. Alcohol and cocaine just dominated my life on and off since I was a child. And my youngest son, Jonathan Mears, Johnny Mears, that the foundation is named after, when he was conceived, his mother and I were making terrible choices, just absolutely terrible choices. And we just looked at each other with a dead look in our eyes like, oh my Lord, now there's a child on the way. And, you know, I really had to believe God through that thing. I reached out and I got myself some help. And You know, I prayed over Johnny for 9 months while he's in the womb. I prayed over him, and praise God, that child was born with 10 fingers, 10 toes. He's got the biggest smile on his face. Lord, he's full of energy. He plumb wears me out. I'm middle-aged now, and I have the time keeping up with this baby boy. And I'm raising Jonathan on my own. I'm a single parent with him. And, you know, I'm able to see to it that he has everything that he needs. He has everything that he needs, and he's going to get a good education. He's going to be able to play sports. He's going to be able to blend in with the rest of the children. However, I look at most children that are in his situation are being raised by the state. A lot of them are being raised by grandparents that are on retirees' budgets. And so for me, the biggest stumbling block, and I almost don't even want to call it a stumbling block, but just looking at how huge the demand is, and it's growing every day.
And you're having the free worship event coming up at Farrell Park. So what exactly is going to happen at that event?
Let me have Jody tell you a little bit about that.
Yeah, basically my sister and I are kind of leading worship on those nights. It's simply worship, and then we just let Holy Spirit kind of do his job. Sometimes it's been led to an altar calls. Other times it's just been praying and making declarations over the city. We want worship to reign. We want it to go forward. We want it to break through new ground so that people like Bill and their ministries can come into these cities and just make such a huge difference. So it's just worship. That's what it is. And then again, we just let Holy Spirit do what he does so best.
And will you be looking for people to somehow get involved in a way? Is a way people can get involved at the event for the future, like maybe sign up to volunteer or, you know, help out financially?
Absolutely. We're always ready to let people come on board. We're thinking about doing kind of like food trucks eventually. So that way folks, when they get off work, they can come out, bring their kids, get something to eat, you know, and just it's such a beautiful place and a beautiful location. So I feel like it lends very well to a family so they can get off work, pick the kids up from school, come out and just enjoy some praise and worship. But we're always looking for volunteers. The Remnant is underneath the tax collector's table. It's a official 501c3 as well. But we're, you know, musicians and singers. We're looking for people that are ready to come aboard and join us and do what God wants to do in this city.
All right. And the event this Tuesday is free?
It is free. Yep. It's free. It's at the pavilion.
And for those that aren't familiar with where it's at, where is Farrell Park?
Well, Farrell Park is, I'm kind of directionally challenged in some areas, but
it would be in between Spencerville Road and Lakewood Avenue. So you can find Farrell Park as 117 comes into town. It follows right into Spencerville Road, and you can find Farrell Park right there.
All right. Is there a place people can go to find out more information, like a website or a Facebook page?
Yeah, thetaxcollector.com. If they go there, they can find the Remnant Worship Facebook page, and then I'll also be adding links today how you can reach Bill's foundation as well. So you can just go to that page for now, and we'll link that up so that way you can find out information on his foundation as well.
Oh, awesome. And that website again?
It's thetaxcollectortable.com.
Hey, guys, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
And thanks for the work that you guys do.
Yeah, thank you for having us. Thank you.